From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, he brings the final portion of a message called Saving Faith and the Free Offer of the Gospel, an exposition of Romans chapter 10. The theme is the nature of saving faith. The Apostle Paul commenced the chapter with an expression of his heartfelt desire for the people of Israel to be saved. Although Israel was God's chosen people, yet they placed their hope for heaven upon their relationship to Abraham. As Paul emphasizes, this is a vain hope, for salvation is not by works or by ancestry, but by faith in Christ. God will not accept some mixture of works and faith. Sinners must deal with the person, the work, and the words of Christ. Yet God has made the way of salvation simple enough that children can understand it. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message. First, please listen to this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 97 and verse 1. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Causes for disquietude there are none so long as this blessed sentence is true. On earth the Lord's power as readily controls the rage of the wicked as the rage of the sea. His love as easily refreshes the poor with mercy as the earth with showers. Majesty gleams in flashes of fire amid the tempest's horrors, and the glory of the Lord is seen in its grandeur in the fall of empires and the crash of thrones. In all our conflicts and tribulations, we may behold the hand of the divine King. God is God. He sees and hears all our troubles, all our tears. Soul, forget not mid thy pains, God o'er all forever reigns. In hell, evil spirits own with misery his undoubted supremacy. When permitted to roam abroad, it is with a chain at their heel. The bit is in the mouth of Behemoth, and the hook in the jaws of Leviathan. Death's darts are under the Lord's lock, and the grave's prisons have divine power as their warder. The terrible vengeance of the judge of all the earth makes fiends cower down and tremble, even as dogs in the kennel fear the hunter's whip. Fear not death, nor Satan's thrusts. God defends who in him trusts. Soul, remember in thy pains, God o'er all forever reigns. In heaven none doubt the sovereignty of the King Eternal, but all fall on their faces to do him homage. Angels are his courtiers, the redeemed his favorites, and all delight to serve him day and night. May we soon reach the city of the great King. For this life's long night of sadness, he will give us peace and gladness. Soul, remember in thy pains, God o'er all forever reigns.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Remember, the way to heaven is via the cross. But for everyone who ever hears the gospel, the way to hell is also via the cross. There's no way around that. Works righteousness, this refusal to submit to the righteousness which is of God in Jesus Christ, faces the obstacle of the person and the work, the word, the invitation of Jesus Christ. It's only by ignoring, dismissing, or rejecting those that you can ever perish. You see why I said a week or two back, you don't simply slip into hell. This is not accidental. If you perish after being in a church like this, if you perish after being in meetings such as this, it is because of a willful, wretched, selfish, stubborn refusal to submit to the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. And of course, in verses 6 and 7 again, Paul makes it clear that works righteousness always proposes a totally absurd and impossible way for a man to live and die and go out to meet God. You see, he's saying, do not say in your heart who'll ascend up into heaven or who'll descend into the great deep. As I say, he's quoting Moses from Deuteronomy 30. And this is interesting here for very many reasons. But on the surface, this is a Hebrew way of describing an impossibility. What Moses was saying to the people, and I'm going to draw your attention to something very particular here about the how Paul is dealing with this free offer of the gospel. But what Moses was saying is, look, I've given you the law. Here's the revelation of God. It's not remote. It's not difficult to understand. You don't have to go to heaven to find out what God wants you to do. In the original Hebrew of the Old Testament, he said, you don't have to cross the sea to find out what God wants you to do. The word is nigh you, it's even in your mouth. That you may do it. God has brought his word near to you in order that you may do it. You have the word and you can do it. That's what Paul, what Moses was saying. Now, I want you to understand, first of all, when Paul takes this over into Romans chapter 10, he's making precisely the same point. He's saying to you, if you try to be saved by your own works, it's like trying to say, I'm going to ascend to heaven. Can you do that? This is a word that connotes a great deal of physicality. It's like physically raising yourself up to heaven. Well, can you do that? Obviously not. So why are you talking about working your way to heaven? Why are you talking about any other righteousness than the righteousness of Christ? Why are you depending on your religion or your zeal or your works or anything? Why are you not on your face before God pleading for the merits of Christ? Why, says Paul? Because the way you're going, you may as well say, I'm going to will to be like Elijah and just rise into heaven. You can't do it. No matter how much you will to do it. No matter how much you work to do it, it's not going to happen. Can you plumb down into the depths? Can you go to the depths of the abyss? Can you go to the depths of the grave and of hell? Can you take on the powers of darkness? Can you defeat sin, Satan, hell? Can you defeat every power of darkness? Can you defeat death itself and rise a conqueror over the tomb? Can you, by your own efforts, ever get to where you can produce eternal life? Obviously not. It's impossible. But that's what you have to do in order to be saved. Somehow, you've got to be able to ascend to heaven. Somehow, by some method, sin, the grave, Satan, hell, death, they must all be defeated, and life must be brought forth. Now, you can't do that by yourself. That's the truth that Paul is teaching here. This is why God insists on faith in Christ, for he has done these things. He has accomplished these things. And therefore, he's insisting on faith in Christ because any other way is impossible. Therefore, the duty, and I use that word very, very carefully, the duty of every man who hears the gospel is to believe it. Verse 8, the gospel shuts men up to faith in Christ. Now, I want you to notice something. Commentators, I believe, some of them have noted this in verse 8, but they haven't noted how Paul used it in verse 9. You're going to have to wait till next week till I show you how he used it in verse 9. Otherwise, this would be a long night. But it's interesting, in quoting from Deuteronomy 30, Paul left some things out. When Moses said to them, the word is not far away. You don't have to scale the heavens. You don't have to cross the sea. God has brought his word near to you. He's made his word known to you. Why did he do that? I want you to listen to this. For this answers every criticism of those Calvinists who deny the free offer of the gospel. Moses said he brought it near to you that ye may do it. In fact, you may well translate part of what he says, God has brought it near to you and you can do it. Now hold a second. Moses didn't preach works righteousness. Moses did not preach human ability. But he did preach human responsibility. He knew the necessity of grace. If time permitted tonight, we could go through even that book of Deuteronomy and you would see how he emphasized this again and again. Moses knew the absolute necessity of grace. And as Paul makes clear here in these very words, he is preaching the righteousness of faith. And yet he says, you can do it. And you should do it. You see, what he's saying is this. Never make the sovereignty of God an excuse for your not believing. Never do that. What he's saying to them in Deuteronomy 30, God has brought the word near. That's all you need to know. God has brought the word near to you. Can you understand it? Is it simple? Is it plain? Sure it is. Now let me make this clear to you. We have talked over these past weeks of some very deep theological truths. But yet, the fundamental message is absolutely clear and plain. You're a sinner. You have no means of saving yourself. Christ died for sinners, having lived a spotless righteous life, to create a perfect righteousness with which to clothe them. And all the merits of Christ are freely made over to every single sinner who submits to him and cries for his salvation. Now tell me, what is there about that you can't understand? The word is not so high in the heavens that it would take you to be Michael the archangel to get to it. The word is not deep down in the abyss, far beyond your reach. This is plain and simple and understandable. And what Moses is saying, that's all you need to know. I have made it known to you. God has made it known to you. Why? Because you should do it. And secondly, you may do it. Now it's interesting, Paul leaves that out. But does he? As I will prove more fully next week, if God permits, having said in verse 8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, and here he gives another interpretation, that is, the word of faith which we preach. What is that word of faith? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I will take a little more time to deal with this, probably next time. But when Paul said if, he was taking the very truth that Moses had preached, you may do it. The particular and peculiar construction that he chose here in Romans 10 verse 9, if I may, and I will repeat this again next week, for it's very important. He's saying, if, and I'm assuming not that you will, but that you may do so. That's the force of the if in Romans 10 verse 9. So Paul actually gathers up what Moses had said. Listen, there's nothing obscure about the basic message of the gospel. There's nothing that a 5 or 6 year old child has difficulty understanding. He's saying, do not trip over the plain simplicity of the gospel, because the real trouble, getting back to the real trouble, is not that you don't understand it, but you won't submit to it. That's the real trouble. But the word is near to you. It's plain, it's clear, it's simple, it's insistent. There's only one way of salvation, the merit of Christ. There's only one way of receiving it. That's faith in Christ. And you may exercise faith in Christ. Paul's not talking theological niceties here. Paul is dealing as an evangelist with souls, and he's saying, you may come to Christ. You have a warrant to come. Are you willing to submit to the righteousness of God in him? Are you willing to have God's Christ on his own terms? Are you willing to have what he did by coming, by plunging to the depths, rising again? Are you willing to have Christ as he's offered in the gospel? Then God has revealed it, made it plain, that you may do so. That's the message. It's the only message. Anything else locks you into the impossible absurdity of scaling the heights of heaven to bring Christ down, or plumbing the depths of the abyss to bring him up as if he had never risen from the dead. God does not set before you either impossibility or absurdity. He sets before you tonight the simple clarity and absolute certainty of the gospel of his own dear Son.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org.
That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.